Tom?
Yes, sir.
I see Columbia. Ambassador's raising hell over here about this Constitution they've drawn up to OAS. I thought Columbia was our big buddy.
Well, we've got a fellow up here who was on the five-man commission that went down and flubbed everything, you remember? In the early days. Mm-hmm. They came back up here and just quit. And he was on that committee. And I think myself, he's a lawyer, a technical type, and giving us a lot of trouble. But Boss Thayer gave him a good answer this morning. Is this on the press?
Yeah.
And he got no support at all from anybody else there, not even the Chileans. And the only other one who spoke was a Mexican, and our side. And Bob said people
what
came
the up. What did the Mexican say?
The Mexican said that he was worried about some of the juridical questions. These were all technical questions that he raised about the authority of the committee, and he wanted to be kept informed on a day-to-day basis. That sort of thing. But he had no support. We have been, to Bogota. Maybe we ought to go again. And to the president there. He's gonna be asking us for money any day now. And say that they really ought to do something about this. Or I can talk to his ambassador here.
Repeat that now. We ought to do what now?
Well, I say I could go to the, I could call in the ambassador to the White House, who's different from this OAS ambassador.
Yeah.
And just say that this is causing a very bad impression up here. I had lunch with him yesterday on another subject, and I think I can do that and ask him if he couldn't do something about it, tell his president that this was something that was going to hurt. I think it's more this particular individual than it is,
is the
Colombian government.
You got any sugar from them?
Oh, yeah, we got sugar, but, you know, they're broke. We've been putting the screws on the government for some time now. Take some self-help measures, including devaluation. And they've had a change in cabinet going through the ringer. And they're asking us for all kinds of help.
I just call him in and just say it's on the ticker, and that he's got the people in around town upset, and he's got members of Congress upset, and folks are calling the president about it, and they don't understand what's happened to the Columbia, and that you don't know what's happened yourself, and just want to inquire. Wait a minute, let me get the ticker. Ambassador Vasquez says that he's distressed about it. We answered him by saying his inter-American document. I mean, it was a Dominican document. Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll get a hold of that. And I'll also...
You handle it as your judgment dictates, would sound like.
I think we did go through Covey Oliver and protested about a month ago. But I think I might myself call in there.
I would, and I'd drop Colby a little note and just say this doesn't help him. Not a very good thing for him. We're critical here, and we're trying to get our aid bill through. We're trying to settle things. We think we've stopped Castro, and now this guy comes out here and tries to muddy the water. What the hell is Columbia doing this to us for?
I'll sure do it.
I'd Colby a little note, get off up quickly, and I'd call in this guy and let them know we watch them.
Let them know we don't like it.
That's right. And I don't know what you do in Mexico.
Well, that one didn't hurt us, Bob said. I wasn't over there. I just getting it, repeating to you what I heard from Bob Sayre. Could I talk with you about another question?
Yeah.
About May or June, a Canadian minister named Sharp got cabinet rank, was down here, and we put the heat on him hard on this oil import thing.
Yep.
And we promised him at that time that Udall and would come up and talk some more about it. Now, we never have been up there.
I would take, I told him this morning, I would take the strongest statements that any wild oil man's ever made, like Tipro and IPAA, on what's happened to their business in 10 years. And I take him and I say, here's what the reputations of our people are, and here's what's happened to us. We just can't close up all of our business for Canada. We close up part of it. But you fellas have just got to find somebody else and just quit beating it all to us, because we can't even defend us. If we let these wells go out, we won't have any supply at all. And
not make any commitment about any formula, because I think we ought to talk with you before we do that.
That's what I would do. I'd talk to them good and long and loud and cry and take the offensive, and I'd get I'd get all the Tipro stuff or whatever they say about how the countries are closing the wells. They only got 10% less wells drilled this year, and the independent oil industry is in a hell of a shape, and just say they just got to cut it out. They got some political advantage up there in Minneapolis, and I guess Marlin and Humphrey, didn't they?
Yeah, I think the main thing that bothers me is that they're just expanding their imports every year. They've been expanding them at the rate of about 15%, as I remember the figures, a year, and our fellows are getting about much less than that. I think it's 3 or 4%, maybe 5 or maybe less. And we've got to, the main thing is to get them to stabilize this level and quit growing.
Now, what did we do, exempt them from the order?
Yeah, we exempted them on the theory that this was overland, so-called overland exemption. That this, the whole import program is based on national defense.
Yep.
And that this was readily available overland, so-called overland exemption by pipelines, it should be considered the same as domestic industry. But at the same time, this was under Diefenbaker. We did have a quote gentleman's agreement that they would not increase their production. At that time, you see, it was only about, if I remember rightly, under 50,000 barrels a day or somewhere in there, most of it in the Puget Sound area. And we had a, quote, gentleman's agreement that they would stabilize it at that point, would not go above that.
Well, just point all that up and get all the arguments you can, make it as strong as you can, then we'll talk about it later.
Okay. Were you down at the ranch?
No, I'm at the office. I never have gotten away.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.